the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
You're listening to Business Talk Radio, where we take business to the next level.
Welcome back to Business Talk Radio. Joining us today, we have Miriam Mills. She is the owner of Breathe Flow Balance from Houston, Texas. Miriam, how are you doing today?
I'm doing very well. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Can you tell us a little bit about your business?
Yes. So Breathe Flow Balance, we are a coaching company. Basically, I specialize in mindset coaching and in stress management, where we help people go from where they are in their lives at the moment to where they want to be. And we do this by changing and helping them to change how they think and feel and act so that they are more empowered to be able to reach their goals, whatever those goals might be. So we help clients figure out ways to overcome their negative habits and figure out limiting beliefs and what's holding them back in their life and manage their stress in order just to become the best versions of themselves, really. So, you know, we're always about empowering the clients to be able to make those mind shifts shifts themselves. So a lot of the work, we teach clients how to help themselves. That's basically what we do. We've been going for about, almost 20 years, actually. Started the business in 2001, so it's nearly 20 years coming up next year. And, you know, the client base is growing and we're diversifying. We have clients ranging from top elite athletes who want to improve their performance. So we work on the mindset shift to help them get their personal best in a lot of triathlons. We work with clients who've got anxiety and stress or phobias. So all sorts of issues or negative habits that they want to give up, maybe smoking or want to do something with weight control. So various issues we work with. But basically, we're about empowering the client to help themselves. That's what Breathe Flow Balance is really about in a nutshell.
What inspired you to pursue this profession?
Well, I've always, my background is in teaching and physical education. So, you know, going back 30-odd years, I've always had an interest in health and fitness and well-being. And over the years, I've had a fascination with the sort of mind-body connection and how we can actually use our minds for our advantage to help achieve our goals. So I'm very fascinated between the mind and the body connection, and I've just pursued that passion really over the years and sort of gone more into the sort of psychology of the mind and then, you know, help my clients help themselves through this knowledge that I have. And it's just a thirst for knowledge that I have always had and I continue to have. So that's where it stemmed from, I guess, originally. Some 20 years ago.
How did COVID-19 affect your business?
I suppose I'd say that I'm not seeing clients really on a one-to-one basis. So everything, like a lot of other businesses, it's mostly online at the moment. So Zoom with individual clients, Zoom with companies. So I also have spent that time to develop my online stress management course where people can actually do the course working from home. It's self-paced themselves. So I've basically taken my work and put it online, which seems to be very popular. People can just work at their own pace, as I said, and do the online stress management from the comfort of their own home, really. So that's how COVID has affected me. I'm not doing so much work one-on-one. It's more online at the moment.
Can you walk us through a session?
A session of stress management?
Yes.
Well, it's all very individual, of course. But, for example, somebody might come to me and just be very, very stressed out. Like I had a teenage client last week. She had difficulty, sort of a nervous habit of biting her lip. And she feels when she's stressed out, this is the habit. So we work with breathing technique, first of all, to manage her and lower her anxiety and lower her general stress through breath work. And then we did some sort of self-hypnosis work, some visualization work, how she wants to be. So we always project into the future of how a client wants to see themselves. So that might be if you're an athlete, how do you want to perform in your triathlon? How do you want to perform in your race? Do you see yourself going first over the line? You know, so we do very, very detailed projection visualization work through sort of guided meditation, which is very, very powerful. We incorporate affirmations into that. I incorporate some NLP, which is neuro-linguistic programming, and I also work with cognitive behavioral therapy. So I use a variety of tools, really, for the individual. So it's a very individual thing. I custom-base each client I work with to whatever their needs might be. So I use a multitude of tools that I've gained knowledge in over the years and experience, and I know their work. I have very high success rates when clients work with me. And generally, when clients come to me, they are eager for the results, so they basically work hard on themselves as well to do the work to get the results. So it's very much about empowering the client to help themselves, as opposed to coming to me week after week after week. So it's not a therapy kind of business at all. It's really a coaching business to teach the tools to help themselves. Sessions generally are an hour. Sometimes a client can be helped in one or two sessions. Sometimes it might take a little bit longer, depending on case to case.
Well, Miriam, can you please give out your contact information so our audience can reach you?
Yes. So my website is www.breatheflowbalance.com. And my email is miriam@breatheflowbalance.com. So that's how I can be reached.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate your time.
Okay. Thank you very much for having me.
I'm your host, Natasha Avancets from Business Talk Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
You're listening to Business Talk Radio, where we take business to the next level.
This is you over 30 years ago.
Are we there yet? Are we there yet?
And this is your mom when you drive her back from therapy.
Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet?
Roles change without us noticing, and in your new role, we help you help. AARP gives you the information to help care for your mom so that you can have patience with her just like she did with you. Visit aarp.org/caregiving or call 1-877-333-5885 to get practical health and wellness tips to provide even better care for your loved one.
Are we there yet?
Remember, visit aarp.org/caregiving. AARP, we help you help. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.